Message number 801. Those who scream at my word in anger and declare that it comes from Satan will reside with the beast for eternity. Friday, May 24, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, everywhere my voice is heard, in every place and in every temple dedicated to the adoration of God, there will be disruption. While many will pay homage to me, to my teachings, to my church, when they hear my voice as it commands attention, now they will cover their ears. My voice will fall on deaf and stubborn souls. My voice, my word, and my call will be angrily rejected and spit out as I am persecuted for the last time on earth. This is the final calling to draw God's children into my bosom before my second coming, and yet many people, confused by the lies spread by demons, will turn away and reject my mercy. I will once again be rejected by those who reside in the house of God, the priests, and all those who do not accept the truth. The final insult to my name will be seen by all of you shortly. Those of you who cover your eyes and walk around with blindfolds on your eyes will eventually see the truth as it is being given to you at this time. I cannot create schism within my church, for then I would be denying myself. My body is the church and it can never die, but it will be those within it who will reject me. Just as I was rejected the first time, they will this time try to destroy me before I come to bring the final salvation promised to man. Man is weak. Man is ignorant and is not worthy of my mercy. Man is stubborn. Man was given the truth during my time on earth but still does not understand my promise. My return in the second coming will be precipitated by the rejection of my final prophet. The prophet which has been sent to give you the final word of God in order to prepare your souls will suffer harshly. It is me, Jesus Christ, you slander when you mock my holy word given to God's prophet. It is the word of God which is being given to prepare you for the battle with the Antichrist which you reject. By doing so, you destroy souls. You prevent these souls from entering my paradise. Those who say evil things about my messages cannot justify their resentment, their anger, or their logic, for they are full of error which is born of the sin of pride. Soon the truth will be difficult to discern from the lies by the New World Organization which will present the pagan New World Religion. If you do not listen to me now, you will be bullied into accept this evil substitute. It will be dressed in a glittering gold exterior. It will impress even the most devout amongst you, and it will twist your allegiance to me and will be admired by all. This is the religion which will convert atheists into believing in a great lie. No peace will come to those who follow this pagan abomination. Fear and loathing for each other will be manifested where brother will fight brother, and where the human race will be divided into two. One half will accept the twisted truth of this New World Religion which will be presided over by many churches, many faiths, as well as a large part of the Catholic Church. The other half will consist of those who truly love me and who will remain faithful to the truth. When you do not accept the truth contained in the Holy Bible, you will live a lie. You will have no love left in your soul for me if you accept the lies which will be fed to you. And while my word may seem like heresy today as it was during my times on earth, many of you will devour these messages when you are starved of the truth, when the Antichrist will control your nations. You will crawl on your stomachs and scream out for me. You who blasphemed against me will want to cut out your tongues, for you will realize then how your words have insulted me. I await this day patiently, but should you stand before me and prevent me from reaching out to souls, I will cut you down. Should you continue to blaspheme against me by declaring my messages to be the work of the devil, then you will never be forgiven. For this is the greatest sin against God. Remember that I come to God's children this final time in order to fulfill my Father's covenant. His will can now be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not one amongst you can stop this from happening. Not one amongst you, though some of you hate me, can prevent my second coming. Those who scream at my word in anger and declare that it comes from Satan will reside with the beast for eternity. Your Jesus,